Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 13th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. NBC News reports IBM used images from Flickr to train an AI on facial recognition. The photos had been listed publicly under a Creative Commons license, which grants wide rights to use photos without permission. IBM said it complied with privacy principles and that the dataset compiled data on measurements between facial features, not the actual images themselves. IBM also said individuals could opt out of the dataset, and NBC News has developed a tool to check if your image was used. At the Inside Xbox event Tuesday, Microsoft demonstrated its Project xCloud game streaming service for the first time. Microsoft showed Forza Horizon 4 streaming from an Azure data center to an Android device using an Xbox controller connected by Bluetooth. Project xCloud will enter public trials sometime later this year. Microsoft also officially released its wireless display app that lets you stream PC games to the Xbox One and use the Xbox controller to play them using Miracast. Former Ubisoft executive producer of Assassin's Creed 2 and Watch Dogs, Jade Raymond, has joined Google as a vice president. Raymond was most recently at EA but left there last year. Google is expected to announce a new game streaming service at the Game Developers Conference next week. An update to the Twitter app will let you swipe left from the Twitter timeline to access the camera functions. It gives you immediate options to take a photo or loop up to 2 minutes of video, and a mini swipe will take you to options to stream video or audio. You can overlay a location, hashtag, and your usual tweet message and post it immediately. Photos also will appear larger in the Twitter feed and appear before text. Bloomberg reports that Apple is still trying to finalize deals with movie and TV companies to become part of its streaming video service, expected to be announced March 25th. Apple is supposedly talking with AT&T, CBS, and Lionsgate about adding their services like HBO, Showtime, and Stars alongside Apple's own originals. The deals reportedly need to be reached by Friday, and while most are expected to be signed, they still need to agree on marketing, promotion, and user experience. Netflix and Hulu are not expected to be available through the new service, but still have iOS and tvOS apps. Verizon's 5G mobile service, which is different than its 5G home service, will launch April 11th in Chicago and Minneapolis. It will cost $10 extra a month on top of existing plans, and 5G data will not be capped. The first phone to take advantage of the service will be the 5G Moto Mod for the Moto Z3. If you already have a Z3 on your Verizon account, you can pre-order the Mod starting March 14th for $50, which is $300 off the retail price of the Mod. Spotify has filed a complaint against Apple with the European Commission over App Store rules. Spotify claims the Apple App Store limits choice and stifles innovation. The complaints center around Apple requiring app makers to only collect payments through Apple, and of course the 30% cut that Apple takes from developers. Spotify wants to be treated like Uber, where Apple does not take a cut of ride fares. Spotify also wants Apple's own apps, like Apple Music, to have to abide by the same rules as every other app, and wants Apple to stop controlling communications with users. Google has expanded its list of available default search engines in the Chromium 73 stable release of its browser. While Google's own search is still the one you get at install, the alternatives have expanded to include privacy-focused search engines like DuckDuckGo in more than 60 markets worldwide. DuckDuckGo was not previously an option in Chrome's defaults. Quant was added as an option in France, but not in Germany or Italy. Finally, Business Insider reports that Google has moved a few dozen employees out of its laptop and tablet teams. Several projects have supposedly been canceled, though the employees have been asked to find temporary new roles in the company, meaning Google may be seeking more flexibility in its hardware roadmap. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.